the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network meeting of the Board of Directors for April 4th, 2023. Agenda item number one is a roll call.
I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. Frank Ammons, Gatton.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Leslie Connolly, City of Austin. Leslie? I think she might be having audio issues. I'll circle back to her. Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT. Jaime? I'm doing roll call, Jaime.
A present.
John Greiner, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Knoll, UT.
Present.
Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
And I'll circle back to Leslie Connolly, City of Austin.
Present.
And joining us, Gatton Contractors, we have Chris Gonzalez with Bricom.
Present.
And Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
Sid is here with me.
Thank you. Sid Falk, Bickerstaff, Heath Delgado, Acosta Delgado. Sorry.
It's Delgado Acosta, but either way, I'm here.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Item number two is citizen communication. Do we have anything today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
And let me just state for the record, Robert Sadler with LCRA just joined the meeting.
Yeah, thank you. I'm having some technical difficulties. I'll get my camera on as soon as I can. I'm trying to fix a technical issue right now.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, agenda item number three, review and approve the minutes for the board meeting of March 7th, 2023 in your packet.
Noting for the record that Bo Kinsey with Travis County joined the meeting at 1:35 p.m.
This is Dane. Motion to approve the minutes of March 7th, 2023 as presented.
This is Jaime. I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, let's put it to a vote.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
John Greiner.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
And Robert Sadler. Robert's off camera, so we'll note him as abstaining. The minutes are approved.
Okay, agenda item number 4 is the consent agenda. The board will entertain a motion.
This is Jaime. I'd like to motion for approval of agenda item number 4, the consent agenda from the March 21st technical subcommittee meeting.
This is John Greiner with the Austin ISD. I'll second item number 4.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Sarah, can you please lead us through a vote?
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
John Greiner.
Aye.
And Dane Herbat.
Aye.
The consent agenda is approved. Note for the record that Robert Sadler left the meeting at 1:37.
We're still in good shape, right?
Yes. Still a quorum.
All right. Item number 5, board chairperson update. 5A is the Cap Metro license agreement.
Yeah, this is Frank, and I just wanted to update. I've been in contact with Gatton Legal, the board chair and the technical chair in regards to our progress with the Cap Metro agreement, which is needed by UT for a project there. So on March 14th, I escalated to a vice president within Cap Metro the issue of the agreement and the railroad liability insurance that's being requested. And on March 22nd, he informed me that the agreement has gone back under legal review. So that's where it's currently at, and we're waiting for a favorable outcome in regards to this. I've sent a communication correspondence to Dane, Jaime, and Sid yesterday, as a matter of fact, to let them know that, you know, in my recommendation, we should probably go ahead and escalate this further. This VP with Cap Metro, who I escalated it to on the 14th of March, is with Signals, and he asked me not to escalate it any further until him and his boss gets with Cap Metro Legal. So we may want to give him a little more time, but I thought that possibly, depends on what the board or Dane and Jaime and Sid recommend that we do. But I would think that, you know, by the end of this week, maybe beginning of next week, if we don't hear anything back from them, being it's been since the 14th of March, that we, you know, at least let him know that we are leaning towards further escalation if we don't get anything back, to try and just, you know, prime their pump on getting something back on this. It's been over a year they've had this agreement in their hands and going back and forth with our legal counsel. And it's just time to get this thing completed. So that's the update for this one. I don't have anything else to report on it. And as far as the board's concerned, just know that I'll be continuing to work with Dane, Jaime, and Sid in regards to this and moving forward.
Jaime, how's it? What's the temperature at UT for this?
It's looking like this is impacting research for connections to our supercomputer, impacting research for our applied research labs. And just talking to another department, it could impact research for the Center for Transportation Research. So it is something that we desperately want to get accomplished. And however, I do like that Frank was able to get in contact with the VP there. I think escalating could stir things up, which could ultimately take things you know, make things take a little longer. So perhaps we give them a little bit longer, Frank, to see if we can get this VP you've been speaking with, maybe a phone call. And then, you know, I don't know what would be a reasonable time frame. Hey, if we can't get any updates from you by X date, then we're going to need to escalate to others. But
I was thinking maybe April 14th, you know, that gives them 10 more days, and it's 30 days since they got the, since it got escalated to them.
I'd be good with that.
Okay, I've got that down as an action item to make a call to that, to this VP, Juan Carlos, and have and just notify him of we're looking at a drop dead date of April 14th and hopeful for the outcome to be favorable.
Thanks, Frank.
Yes, sir. Any other questions or comments regarding this agenda item? Okay, hearing none. Dane, I'll turn it back over to you. I don't know if we should. I see Robert's coming back in. Sarah, once he gets back in, you want to note that?
Yes, I'll note for the record that Robert Sadler with LCRA rejoined the meeting at 1:42 p.m.
Okay, let's move on to 5B, property damage claim against J.D. Abrams and Lone Star Paving.
This is Sid, not much to report. I told you last time that the various defendant parties had filed their answers, and that one of them, ironically Lone Star, not the main contractor, but the first main sub, is seeking to join another intermediary sub between Lone Star and the actual sub that did the damage. And there's a motion filed for leave of court to do that. And so we're waiting on the court to grant that basically unopposed motion. And the wheels of justice are just grinding very slowly. So I'm hoping by next time the court will have acted to approve that, and then we can start getting discovery going.
Any further questions on this one? Okay, thanks, Sid. Hearing none, moving on to item number 6, network managers update.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over the project status report with you. I've got some good news and a little greater detail for you in regards to a handful of projects. I'll cover that as we go through this. So first off, for the Gatton Active projects, we have the permanent repair at Highway 290 and Johnny Moore's. This was a repair that's being done, which Gatton has been compensated in full for, which is scheduled for splicing tomorrow and testing the day after. So I'm glad to get this one on the books. Finally, get it taken care of and get the network back to what it was prior to the damage. I'm going to go back to active projects here, but let me go ahead and go through the to the Gatton completed projects. If you would, just stay with me, and then I'll move back to some status updates for active projects. But on since the last board meeting for Gatton completed projects, we have damage at Hargrave Street, a repair of AISD strands, which was caused by gunfire. We still haven't been able to identify, or I don't believe we'll be able to identify who actually caused that. We spoke to about it in a tech committee meeting. And the A1 upgrade project 787, it has been completed since the last board meeting. And then we'll get to entity specific projects. Since the last board meeting, the C2 South Mansfield Dam Park Travis for Travis County has been completed. Is there any questions in regards to those? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to give you a some good news. It's a status update on A1N, current A1N and Super Ring South projects that have been approved and remain. So for A1N, we have segment one, which is AE approved, pending traffic control plan and roll man Segment two for A1N is AE approved pending traffic control plan and Roman. Segment four of A1N is AE approved pending traffic control plan and Roman. And segment 10 is the same. Now, for these projects right here, you know, given this update here for the last quarter of our fiscal year, you know, ending on June 30th, we are looking to have these projects completed by the end of this fiscal year. So that's really good news. The only one we think will go into next year and we'll have to account for is A1 in segment 11, because there's a small project exemption that we had to request in regards to an excavation permit, and we have a pending traffic control plan and City of Austin Roman permit for that one as well. For Super Ring South, we have this is really good news as well. Really happy to see this, and I hope that you are as a board for the approved projects of Super Ring South that again not that long ago approved. Everything is AE approved. So we have segment one, which is AE approved. We're pending cable delivery. Traffic control plan and Roman is to be submitted. Segment two is all underground. Same scenario, cable delivery and submission of the permits. Segment three is all underground. Same thing, pending cable delivery, submission of the permits. Then we have segment four, which has been AE approved, pending cable delivery and the traffic control and Roman permits. Segment five, we're going to be using some Gatton stock cable on this one. We have already applied for traffic control plan and Roman, and it's pending approval. And then lastly, segment six is AE approved, pending cable delivery, traffic control plan and Roman to be submitted. Now for segment six, yesterday you saw that we had an incident out in the field where our cable was cut. For those of you that aren't fully aware of it, Carlos, do you have the pictures handy by any chance? I think you showed we went over them earlier. While he's digging for those, if not, I can share my screen and pull them up. But while he's digging for those, it's really something I haven't seen in my tenure. But somebody cut our strand and fiber mid span on Super Ring South, and why it's relevant to segment six is we went ahead and repaired this with two splice cases. But as we come to segment six, this is a portion of segment six that we're set to replace anyway. So that'll be the permanent repair itself, if that makes sense to you, when we do segment six. So this is the span and where we were cut. And you have the fiber. It's a clean cut. I was thinking bolt cutters. Carlos was thinking Sawzall, and I think he's right because of how clean it was. But as you can see, somebody got up in the air. So it would have been a ladder or a bucket truck, unless they, you know, skedaddled out on the strand itself, and made this cut. So we're not aware of any. The only time I've ever seen this, you know, outside of Gatton was a former company. It was a disgruntled employee. And I'm not aware of any such that Gatton needs to be, you know, alarmed about. Maybe they were thinking this was possibly copper. This backs up to a park. It's a duplex on the other side of fence and then a park. So somebody may have just popped up a ladder right there thinking this was copper and was going to steal it. But they made the cut. We've got two splice cases on this. Attenuation appears okay for now. And we'll get a replacement of it for segment six when we do that.
So, Frank, there's no segment of fiber that was missing, right? Cut in two places.
No. If they were copper thieves, I think they just cut it in the middle, saw it wasn't copper, and split.
Yep.
If that's what they were. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Frank.
Any questions?
Yeah, this is Jaime. You said a lot of it seems like some of the Super Ring South segments were entirely underground, yet we had to get AE approval.
Yeah, so two of them are all underground. Segments number two and number three. And we didn't need AE approval for that. Segment one, four, five, and six we needed AE approval, and we've already received it.
Gotcha. So on the project status report, it says for two and three, it says AE approved.
Yeah,
so should that be NA or something?
Yeah, it should be in A. We'll need to update that.
Okay. I was just curious if AE still had some sort of, you know, something to say for our underground work.
No. Let me see. Let me get to that real quick here. No, I think it's just a typo where it was just copying and pasting those sales. Yeah, for those underground ones. Is that, am I right, Carlos? Even the, unless it's the riser poles, that is that what you're?
Yeah, not just put AE approved because all of them came back approved. I don't have an NA on there. I'd add something in there, but there's so many little nuances to it that I just didn't have one for it. That this applied better than anything else.
We'll put an NA in there going forward those. And also, this is a pretty new update. So just to let you know, for the status report that we finalized that you're seeing from last week, I haven't got with Carlos for this full status update. So you may see a little something that's wonky. But the good news is for A1M projects, we should be completing in this final quarter of the fiscal year. And then for the six Super Ring South projects, we should be completed with these within this calendar year.
Frank, another question on the Super Ring South projects. It seems like we got AE approval a lot quicker. Was there something different about the pole infrastructure there, or is it just as a result of our improved relationships with Austin Energy, or maybe both?
I think it's definitely improved relationships with Austin Energy and also awareness, within Austin Energy of Gatton and Gatton projects and the importance of thereof.
Okay, because there's still make ready we have to do on these segments, right? It wasn't like super easy for them to approve or anything like that compared to the other ones.
Well, some of them can be, they can be different, in relation to where these routes live. Super Ring South may be considered easier in some areas, but in comparison to some of the segments in A1 and how heavily occupied the attachments are currently to A1N from what I've physically seen out in the field, Super Ring South has probably less make ready from just from knowing that route, but I don't contribute to that. I contribute more to the relationship and the understanding of the importance Gatton plays for the city of Austin and the other entities.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to see we've made progress in this area. Thank you.
Just for my clarification, am I hearing that both A1N and Super Ring South will be completed by the end of the fiscal year?
Yes, that's what I'm reporting. That's correct.
Calendar year.
Yeah, Super Ring South calendar year, A1N fiscal year, June 30th. That's our goal. The only exception is A1N segment 11. This is all pending. What I'm saying to you is it's all pending traffic control plans and the roadway roadman permits, but those typically take 30, 45 days to get. And so construction could be completed. We may be splicing into July, but, after several meetings we've held, I don't think there's going to be any issue with us completing these this fiscal year for A1N, with the exception of segment 11. And Super Ring South by January. I'm really, really, really glad to report this and to get AE approvals in such a manner that we have. As you know, previously we've been held up, for years trying to obtain that approval. So I'm really excited and hoping to move forward at the same pace. This is really good news, and from my standpoint, I'll definitely take it at this time.
It's great.
And I appreciate the board, the chairman, and everybody's participation in working with us and the relationship with Austin Energy. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments in regards to this? All right. Hearing none, Sarah. Sarah, you're mic'd.
Thank
you. Sorry. Okay. So we're tracking 45 jobs totaling $3.4 million. So far for FY23, we've completed 10 jobs. We've been invoiced $380,000 and we have $3 million encumbered. You can see I've got those three REB building projects that were just approved. They're highlighted in yellow. They have already been on this report since October of last year when they were first brought to the board. All of the completed projects are at the top highlighted in green. Carlos, if you could please go to the next page. So I made some changes to the fund balance tracker, and this was based on the feedback from Gary at the tech meeting, which I appreciated very much. Carlos, can you zoom in on that, please? Yeah, so as you can see in that middle table, we've actually approved some jobs for FY24. We've approved the FY24 budget in January, so we were able to start approving jobs for FY24. Thus far, we've approved $718,000 worth of jobs for FY24. That's one of the TxDOT projects, and that's the three REB building projects. And so I updated the fund balance tracker at the bottom to better reflect what our financial state is with regards to the fund balance. You can see we've got the total cost of the projects awarded, $3.4 million. That's there on the first page. That's all of the projects that have been awarded, the total cost of them. We've got the FY23 MAC budget that was available to us for $685,000. The FY24 MAC budget that was approved for $1.1 million. The FY23 beginning of fiscal year project reserve, which was about $1.7 million. Our guaranteed project reimbursements, which are reimbursements that are guaranteed to us by contract, which are the TxDOT projects mostly, $913,000 approximately. And then we've got the FY23 reimbursements that we've actually received, which was about $43,000. So as far as guaranteed funds for these $3.4 million in Gatton MAC jobs, we've got $4.4 million in guaranteed funds through FY24. And that makes our fund balance bottom line at $1 million and some change. And I put a disclaimer at the bottom to say this amount reflects how much would be left if Gatton did not receive any additional funding for future fiscal years beyond FY24, because that's all we've approved is through FY24. This amount includes any reimbursements for projects guaranteed by contract, as well as actual reimbursements received. It does not include anticipated reimbursements for unsettled damage claims. Gatton also has $250,000 in reserve for unplanned projects and $1.85 million in emergency reserve for catastrophic loss events. Those accounts are not included in this calculation. So I think that this gives a clearer picture of where we are financially, what we have left in our fund balance for projects through FY24, or all the projects that have been approved thus far. Please let me know if you have any questions.
I said it looks good. I like that you removed the 250K and then the emergency reserve. It
yeah.
just kind of clean up what the actual, you know, account looks like.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. That looks great.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciated your feedback.
Most people think I just grumble.
Well, feel free to, you know, look this over after the meeting, and if you have any other suggestions, please email me and let me know. Or if you have any questions now, please let me know.
Okay, let's move on to item 6C, update on the open Gatton RFP and RFQs.
Yeah, and that's me again. As you know, we had two Gatton RFPs and one RFQ that opened in late January and early February. All three of those closed on March 21st. We did receive submissions for all three solicitations. They're all currently in the evaluation phase. I have asked all the evaluation subcommittees to complete their scoring by Friday, April 7th. We do have all the scoring in for two of them, and there is one that still has scores that need to be submitted. For the Gatton Moves Ads and Changes, Austin ISD did request a BAFO from the submitters. That request went out yesterday, and I believe they have until Thursday the 6th to submit their best and final offers. Based on the scores of the evaluation subcommittee, we will bring a recommendation to the April 18th technical meeting and then the May 2nd board meeting for approval to award. Same with the Gatton-Bentley management. That was just one submission, and that will be brought to the tech meeting for review and recommendation to award. And for the Gatton Legal Services, we did receive two submissions for that, and that will be brought to the May 2nd board meeting for approval to award. Please let me know if you have any questions. And if you are on a evaluation subcommittee and haven't completed your scoring yet, if you could please do that as soon as possible, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay, last call for questions, comments on network managers update. Okay, hearing none, moving on. Item number 7 is executive session. That was not necessary today. Item number 8, updated roll call. We don't need to do that one either. So item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding the financial report and current fiscal year budget issues.
One more for me. This is the report for the month ending February 28th, 2023. As you can see, and I mentioned in the job budget, our beginning of year fund balance or project reserve, as we call it, was $1.694 million. Revenue to date so far is $1.855 million. Those entities that pay quarterly will be getting their final quarterly invoice from me tomorrow. Expenses we have incurred to date or as of February 28th are $1.1 million. And so that left an ending project reserve balance of $2.4 million approximately on February 28th. And then you add in our $2.1 million emergency reserve. And as I mentioned previously, that $2.1 million is the $1.85 million for catastrophic loss plus the $250,000 for unplanned projects. That totals a total Gatton bank account of about $4.5 million. And this report is about 12 pages long. It's got all of Gatton's revenues received, all of its expenses paid out. Feel free to look over it and email me if you have any questions.
I appreciate the good explanation, Sarah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any further discussion or questions regarding the financial report? All right, hearing none, item number 10, meeting and action item summary.
Yeah, so this is Frank again. I'll keep this short and to the point. It's on par with this meeting. The only one I have captured is Cap Metro phone call to be made by me with the April 14th. Timeline given in requesting a response from Cap Metro regarding the agreement.
Frank, when is the subcommittee for the coming up with a plan for possible future participants? When are they scheduled to report back? Do you know? Do you have anything?
Yeah, so last week we were going to meet, and one participant wasn't able to meet, so I've got an email out to those participants to be able to meet this week, and I've only had one respond to me. So just as you guys know, just if you could just let me know when we can meet. I think I'm trying to facilitate it for the subcommittee and also be present to give the history of this topic and UFAP and a new member joining. So Dane, to answer your question, I can't, but you know, as soon as we can meet, as soon as the subcommittee can meet, I'll be able to update. So hopefully by the next board meeting, I think we can certainly have that accomplished.
Okay. Well, and the reason I was asking is I would ask, I'm looking for an agenda item for next month, for May, to go over strand allocations on the rings. And having that data together might be beneficial for the subcommittee as well. But just as a reminder, I'd just like to everybody on the board to see what our strand allocation is for not only the, you know, what we call the core rings, but also the outer rings as well. I think it's been a while since we've gone over that.
Okay. I'm taking it down as an action item. So agenda item for next board meeting is strand allocations. We had that sheet or chart, strand allocations chart, to be brought to next board meeting for review.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else from the board regarding action items? Okay, that was a quick one. Thanks everybody for your participation. Item 11 is confirmed date, time, and location for the next board meeting. It's going to be May 2nd, 2023, 1:30 p.m. here at the LCRA Service Center or via Microsoft Teams. Thank you all, and this meeting is adjourned at 2:07 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dane. Thanks, Dane.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.